This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The EPA, in a shocking development, has bowed to chemical companies and will not evaluate the harm of chemicals in air, ground, or water, but only on human contact, ignoring disposal and other issues. Suicide rates rose steadily in nearly every state from 1999 to 2016, increasing 25% nationally, according to the Center for Disease Control. In 2016, there were more than twice as many suicides as homicides. Data from the Federal Reserve claims that nearly a third of adults engage in some form of gig work, either as a primary job or to supplement other income. Bureau of Labor Statistics finds that only about 10% of American workers were employed in alternative work arrangements. The share of the labor force classified as independent contractors is about 7%. Around the world, 15 million babies are born annually prematurely. Several congressmen are raising issues about whether or not China has undue influence on the Natural Resources Defense Council, a respected 48-year-old environmental group in the U.S., because of its frequent lawsuits against the EPA and its compliments over China's recent environmental moves. Bruce Westerman, Arkansas Republican congressman, is part of this inquiry. New York City leaders have reached an agreement in principle to provide reduced fare subway and bus passes to low-income riders. A bug in Facebook software changed the privacy settings of 14 million users, making their private posts public. Polling finds support for Democratic control of Congress at 50% and Republicans at 40%. The Liberals were ousted in Ontario, doing so poorly that they may lose party status. The Conservatives, with the controversial Rob Ford, will form the government with the new Democratic Party on the left, polling its second best showing in history in Canada's largest province. The business of providing bail bonds is finally slackening as a majority of states have begun implementing changes for defendants who can't afford to pay and are crowding jails. They're switching to objective assessment systems. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.